Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. For KUAC's Alaska Live, I'm your host, Lori Neufeld, and I am so excited to have a huge cast and crew of the Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater's summer 2019 season, and we're kicking it off with the summer camp with Much Ado About Nothing. Sierra, thanks for coming in and introduce your folks and tell us about Much Ado About Nothing.
Hi, so happy to be here. My name is Sierra Trinche. I'm the director of the show and the camp. I have with me Ezra Adasiak, who's playing Benedict, and Audrey Fox, who's playing Beatrice.
Welcome. And they have a scene worked up just for Alaska Live, is that correct?
Correct.
Well, let's set it up.
So this is from Act 1, Scene 1, and it's the first time Benedict and Beatrice have seen each other after they've been away for a while. And I guess you'll just see how they feel about each other.
Take it away.
If Signor Leonato be her father, she would not have his head on her shoulders for all Messina, as like him as she is.
I wonder that you will still be talking, Signor Benedict. Nobody marks you.
What, my dear Lady Disdain, are you yet living?
Is it possible Disdain shall die while she hath such meat food to feed it as Signor Benedict?
But it is certain I am loved of all the ladies, only you excepted. And I would I could find it in my heart that I had not a hard heart. For truly, I love none.
A dear happiness to women. They else would have been troubled with a pernicious suitor. I thank God in my cold blood I am of your humor for that. I would rather hear my dog bark at a crow than a man swear he loves me.
God keep your ladyship still in that mind, so some gentleman or other shall scape a predestinate scratched face.
Scratching could not make it worse, and 'twere such a face as yours
well,
were.
Well, you are a rare parrot, teacher.
A bird of my tongue is better than a beast of yours.
I would my horse had the speed of your tongue, and so good a continuer. But keep your way, in God's name I have done.
You always end with a jade's trick, I know you of old.
Wow. That is some fast-moving banter. And for our KUAC radio audience, these Much Ado About Nothing actors are up here, and they are for sure off script by now. Because your show starts this weekend.
Tonight.
Opening night's tonight.
Correct.
And do you have more performances other than just tonight?
Yes.
Okay, so tell us about them, Sierra.
We have tonight at 7:30 in the Lab Theater, and then tomorrow also at 7:30, and then on Sunday we have a nice matinee at 2.
And these are going on at the UAF Salisbury Lab Theater, which just means it's the you're on the stage in the round, right?
We are not in the round.
Okay.
We've set it up end stage, but we are behind the Lab Theater, so we're not in the large one with the orange seats.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We're back in the black box.
Very cool. And this Much Ado About Nothing from the Fairbanks Shakespeare Summer Camp, it's fully staged, costumed, and blocked and everything, right?
Yes.
Last night, when I came up to check on things, there were some interesting costumes going on. I think I caught Carrie Seward in, maybe it was her costume for, I'm not sure what show, but she was in a bird costume with some camouflage tarp on her.
Yeah. So the FST main stage this year has an awesome costume designer, and the theme is so cool. I was so excited to be able to see them try their costumes on yesterday. Audrey and Ezra are actually also in that show this summer.
Whoa.
So they get to wear some of those costumes too.
Okay. Audrey and Ezra, you're here as part of the Much Ado About Nothing production, and that's with the summer camp folks. But I hear you're also in Macbeth with the main production. What are you doing, Ezra?
So I'm playing young Seward in Macbeth. And I don't want to give away any spoilers about what happens to me, but let's just say it's a lot of fun to act.
Oh, my goodness. So you are double duty learning lines for two Shakespeare plays this summer.
Yes, that is correct.
That must keep you busy.
It has been a pretty busy summer, yeah. But it's all very much worth it. I love Shakespeare a lot. I love theater a lot. And I've enjoyed this whole experience.
This is not the first time I've seen you here for Alaska Live with Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater, I don't think. But you've been parts of many theater shows here in Fairbanks so far in your young acting career.
That's correct. Yeah, I've worked with FST a lot, especially when I was younger. Or sorry, FDA a lot.
Oh, right.
FST as well, but you know. And I've done some high school performance stuff as well.
Yeah. Well, welcome back to Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater's 2019 summer season. It's going to be really great. And it kicks off with Much Ado About Nothing tonight at 7:30, tomorrow night at 7:30, and then a matinee at 2 at the UIF Salisbury Theater. How fun. And Audrey, this is not the first time I've seen you on the Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater stage, including Alaska Live. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Did I hear that you're also with the Macbeth production too?
That is correct. I'm playing Macduff's son this summer. I'm very excited to do it.
I love how Shakespeare Theater takes on, and it doesn't matter what role it is, you may be perfect for it. So did you audition for that role of Macduff's son?
I didn't audition specifically for that role. Mm-hmm. But it was one of the roles that was on my, you know, list of maybe. So I was excited to be cast.
So Much Ado About Nothing, you have been cast as Beatrice. Mm-hmm. Did you have to audition for that role?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The camp directors did make us audition. That was one of the main roles, once again, that I was going for. So I was very excited because I just like performing, so it's always fun for me.
Is it a big part of your summer these days to be part of Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater?
It definitely is. When I'm not in shows, I have trouble finding things to do, so I always try to be in shows as much as I can.
You know, they say idle hands. When did you get started with acting? Because I know I've seen you on stage as a very young one, and not that you have. Are you in high school these days?
I am headed into my first year of high school.
Wow. So done with eighth grade now, and you're going to be a freshman at West Valley?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you get started with Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater?
I think I first did a camp with them when I was nine. That sounds right. And then my first FST main stage show was King John 2 or 3 summers back.
Wow.
2, I think.
Yeah. And Sierra, you're the director. How did that happen for you to become the director of Much Ado About Nothing with the fledglings and the groundlings?
Oh, that's a long story. That's like a decade of history.
Well, give me the elevator speech version about how to do that.
I kind of started out with a similar story to Ezra and Audrey, actually. I was in the camp, and I fell in love with the experience, and I just kept coming back. And then I got told, you're good at bossing people around. Can you be an assistant? And so I was an assistant, and then that turned into assistant teacher, and then it was co-teacher, and now I guess I'm in charge.
Nice. Well, we cannot wait to see the kickoff of the Fairbanks Shakespeare summer season tonight at the UAAF Salisbury Theater Lab with Much Ado About Nothing. Thank you, guys. And I think that we have up next Psycho Sarah. Hey, let's hear it from Much Ado About Nothing, folks.
Thank
yes.
you.
Andrew Castle and... Andrew Castle and Sarah McMillan, thank you for joining us here on KUAC's Alaska Live. And Andrew, you are directing this Psycho Sarah production.
Yes, I am.
And my understanding, it's a one-woman play with some puppeteering going on.
Yes, it's written by the amazing playwright Tony Press Kaufman, who Sarah worked with and collaborated with to create the piece. Sarah is, of course, the titular Psycho Sarah. And she's joined by her puppets sort of speaking some of her inner voices. And we found two amazing puppeteers. Paula Daziak, who was in Avenue Q as a human. He didn't get to do any puppeteering, but he learned a lot about puppets in that production, so he was eager to get his hand in a puppet. And then Emma Pace, who is also... thanks, Michael. Emma Pace, who is one of the visiting artists who is in Macbeth, agreed to join to be the other puppeteer. So we found great ways for Sarah to interact with the puppets mm-hmm. and the puppeteers. It's really been a wonderful process. One of the things that I'm really want to sort of caution myself about, when I talk about how the show is fun or we've had a good time doing it, the subject matter of the show is very serious.
The subject matter of a show called Psycho Sarah sounds like it might be pretty serious.
It is. It really, yeah. really is. But... like with anything, the process is enjoyable to work on. And so we tend to lose touch with what we're doing. We get wrapped up in the creation of it. So it's just nice to touch base and be like, this is some real, real serious stuff that we are talking about.
And it's Sunday evening, this weekend, Sunday evening at 7:30 at the UAF Lab Theater. So you yep. can just bring your tent and just camp out between the
yes,
Much Ado About Nothing.
Between the Much Ado closing
and
performance.
Have a little nosh and nap and then stay there for Psycho Sarah.
Yes.
It's a twofer on Sunday mm-hmm. with Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater. Sarah McMillan, thank you for coming to KUAC's Alaska Live.
Thank you.
And I have seen a one-woman play before, and it is an undertaking mm-hmm. for somebody to go through that. Mm-hmm. And for you, are you doing the voices of these inner voices of the puppeteers?
No, okay. No, I'm not. We, like Andrew said, we have a fantastic set of puppeteers, and they represent inner voices, and
these are the four.
Would you like to know the four?
Yeah, okay, love it.
We have a puppet called Depression, Anxiety, PTSD, and Lithium.
Wow. Mm.
That's just how lithium sounds. Just like
one of my favorites.
One of the puppets is not an emotion or a state of being. It's a drug.
Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting. And
one of the things that I've sort of discovered in working with Sarah is that when you're taking medication to help treat mental health issues, that medication becomes a character in your life. It's part of something that you interact with. It mm-hmm. becomes wow. It becomes an entity in itself. And so it's mm-hmm. very appropriate that we have a fun blue puppet that that represents
the
that.
Blue pill is
yes.
Exactly.
And Sarah, these puppets, I'm picturing like Muppets. Is that mm-hmm. oh, that's kind of
yeah, yeah.
You'll hear a little bit more about that in the clip we have for you today.
Oh. Well, that is a great idea to head on into. You have a monologue from...
I do.
The Psycho Sarah, mm-hmm. and that's so interesting. I think that we should jump into that, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the production.
I'd like to say, right before we dive into the clip that we've got, that it like everything in the piece, there is adult things that are discussed in here. So if you're listening to the radio or watching this with people that you might think are sensitive to substance use or to issues of lifestyle, that, you know, take a little break. But if you're not in, don't mind all that sort of stuff, then turn up their radio because...
And we don't have any FCC violations in this.
No.
Okay. This is from Psycho Sarah here on KUAC's Alaska Live.
Once I was out of restraints and in a room, my whole class came to see me. One classmate continued to come. He came a couple times a week. I met Effie Ephraim my first week of school. Our friendship was sealed early on, not because he was brilliantly talented, which he was, not because he wanted to sleep with me, which he didn't at all. He's gay. Not because he too was a drug addict, which he wasn't at all, although we did smoke a lot of pot in my room at the Y. Our friendship was cemented when we discovered our mutual love for the Muppets. I mean, how does a person even find out that another adult loves the Muppets? We'd act out scenes from the Muppet movie, and then we'd change into each other's clothes and switch roles and act them out again. He learned to ride the mania, the first person since Wendy who could hang with me through that. When I told him about destroying my puppets, he listened to me with tears in his eyes. So his visits, they become another lifeline. He actually liked visiting me. There were video players that the prisoners, well, I say prisoners because they'd never give me a freaking day pass, and I coped with that by pretending I was a princess who'd been kidnapped and was being held for ransom, and I found this really cool princess voice. I'd press the buzzer by my bed, which just went to the front desk, but which I fantasized was a secret way I could communicate with the helicopter I imagined was flying overhead, searching for me. I'd buzz over and over again and plead using this really cool princess voice. You must help me. You must release me from this evil kingdom. Anyhow, the patient prisoners could reserve a video player, and Effie'd bring a Muppets movie for us to watch sometimes, and we'd say the lines out loud along with the characters the way people do when they watch the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And we'd say the lines out loud. Please, please, not my frog, please. He enjoyed my company. He loves me. He was my only visitor, except for Mom and Dad, who came from Anchorage to New York when they found out I was in another psych ward.
Sarah McMillan on today's KUAC Alaska Live, and that was a piece from the show you'll be doing, the one-woman show Psycho Sarah, this Sunday, June 30th, and that's at the UAF Lab Theater at 7:30. Wow. Everything that you were talking about, it seems like we could all relate to somehow. Mm-hmm. Maybe not a helicopter coming in, but that's dreamlike, and right. we all have good imaginations, but to put yourself in that situation of actually living that is another thing that I guess you'll be doing for the audience.
Right, right.
One of the things that Sarah and I have talked about, and the puppeteers as well, is that although all of the things that Sarah has experienced and that you'll hear in the piece are true, like it is all stuff that Sarah has coped with and dealt with and overcome and still challenges and still faces today. But all those little pieces, just like you said, Lori, there's going to be little things that everybody can identify with in the audience. And it really, the way that it's written and the way that Sarah performs it, it gives you the chance to hear it, to recognize it, to sort of comprehend it, think about how you relate to it, and then move on and enjoy it. I mean, you heard the laughter here, and it's just, it's an hour of that. And then at the end, you're like, whoa, that was funny. But I think Sarah tells an anecdote with one of her family members who experienced when she first performed it. It was like, that was not funny. You weren't there. But I think it's a testament to how Sarah performs it and how it's written, that it becomes this entertaining piece of theater that at the same time touches some really, really serious things.
So I'm a little confused because the name of the show is Psycho Sarah. Uh-huh. You, in reality, are Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And in the are you playing yourself?
Yeah. Psycho Sarah comes from a time in my life where it was sort of a nickname. When I would say, I'm Sarah McMillan. Oh, you're Psycho Sarah. It was like, yeah. And I worked through a lot of that sort of embarrassment and shame around being sort of known for that. And I remember actually working with a therapist, and I was devastated. You know, I was really upset. I said, well, they call me Psycho Sarah. And He said, Sarah, someday you're going to be backstage and you're going to be ready to enter and you're going to embrace Psycho Sarah. So it was a title that we came up with. We had a several ideas. I mean, we could have pulled a lot out of the script, and what sort of stuck out the most was the Psycho Sarah with my name in it and the truth behind it and sort of embracing that Sarah.
So did you help write this play?
I approached Tony Press-Kaufman. It's been 3 years. 3 years ago, actually from Fairbanks, I sent her an email and said, I'd love to have coffee with you. I have an idea. She is also based out of Tucson, Arizona, okay, which is where I'm from. Uh-huh. And so I was suggested to reach out to Tony, and we had coffee, and I said, I have this idea, and I've been talking about doing a one-woman show for many years. I've got a really cool story. We should do a play. And people said, well, just write it. Do a play. And I said, well, I'm not a playwright. So I went to Tony and said, what do you think? And she had never, you know, experienced, she'd never been asked that before.
Yeah.
So we did a series of interviews for a while. I would just write notes and she'd take notes and ask me questions. She had pictures of me as, you know, all different ages of Sarah. And I did a recording so she could get a lot of my sort of my cadence and how I talk and my rhythm, and which, as you can see, is a little woo.
Well,
which audience, you'll see in the screen.
I was going to say, the audience will be able to see this live on stage on Sunday night with Psycho Sarah through the Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater 2019 summer production. We get one chance.
One show only.
One woman, four puppets.
Four puppets, two puppeteers, one woman. And a whole lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh. It's 7:30 on Sunday, and you can find out more about that at fairbanksshakespeare.org. Thank you so much, Andrew and Sarah, being part of Alaska Live
today. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Just wait. There's more in store.
I know. There is more in store. It's Caddyshakes next, I'm pretty sure. Michael Schaefer comes to the stage and to the airwaves.
Hello.
Hey, Michael, it's so nice to have you here.
It's good to be here.
And welcome to KUAC's Alaska Live. I think the last time you were here, it was we were doing some of your poetry on
air. Yeah, we were plugging the new book.
Awesome. No Exit for Chickens. Now it is Caddyshakes.
Yes.
And tell me about this. This is so fun.
Well, I had the idea last summer, and I pitched a rough draft to the board at FST, and they gave me the green light to flesh it out and complete it. And we did it as a fundraiser last November for a one-night-only performance at the Palace Theater. And that was a cast of 19 local actors and some repeat offenders, some new blood. So we had some iconic FST members, plus some people that had never been on stage before for any production, for any company. And it was just a wild ride. And immediately after the show, I approached two of the cast members who are teachers. And I said, hey, any chance that you guys would like to give up 2 weeks of your summer and take this to Kansas City for the Fringe? And I had no idea what kind of reaction I would get from them, but it was an immediate, yes, let's do this.
So you are headed to Fringe Festival after our Fairbanks show.
Yes.
To take this on the road.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks of July in Kansas City, five performances down there in Missouri.
In an outdoor theater?
Indoor. With air conditioning.
And
very food and
nice
drink service. Yeah, it's got a little bit of everything.
Speaking of food and drink service, this Caddyshakes that's going on Sunday, July 7th at 7:30 at Jack Townsend Point. That one is outside.
It is outside.
That's at 21 and older because it's...
There'll be some beverages served, some barley pop.
All right. Yeah. Well, good to know.
Some fermented grape as well.
Excellent. And Caddyshakes goes on Sunday, July 7th at 7:30. It's a 21 and older.
Yes.
Is that because of content also?
No, the content, it's a little suggestive, a little racy. You know, it's based on the 1980 comedy. But there's
Caddyshack, yeah.
I think essentially it's 21 and over because of the alcohol content.
Okay, gotcha.
The alcoholic beverages being available.
And when you do these Shakespeare mashups with movies and films, they're sometimes just readings, but this one's fully staged and costumed.
It's memorized,
and
it's staged. We've got a cast of three, including myself, playing 19 different characters. And there's also puppetry. There's the gopher.
Of course.
So we've got that. And some very fast changes. They have to be fast, using three golf bags filled with props and costume changes.
Golf bags, because it's Caddyshack, it's a golf movie.
Right, and that contains all of our business. Whatever costumes or props that we are going to use for that hour comedy can be found within those bags.
So what would be the golf equivalent to Shakespeare's games back in the days?
Oh, bear baiting, probably.
Oh, my God.
Golf is slightly less cruel.
Yeah, I did not expect that, Michael. You are a barrel of laughs sometimes.
It was one of the Queen's favorite sports.
Oh. Yeah. Well, Alaska has not moved on yet from that either. So we got Caddyshakes based on Caddyshack. And who put this mashup together?
Well, I wrote it, and we had a cast of 19 volunteers, experienced actors, new blood, put it on the stage last November, and I was lucky to snag two of the volunteers from last November, and we're taking it down to Kansas City. The rest of the cast would be rounded out by teachers/actors/friends of mine, Rachel Blackwell and Heath Robertson.
Right on. Are they here today?
They could not make it here today, but they send their regards. I think they might be tuning in somewhere, or they might catch the broadcast later on. But they're awfully excited about this. They're awfully proud about this. It's very much a collaborative effort, and we're taking all of our ideas and kind of mashing them into what we hope will be an enjoyable evening next Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday night, July 7th at Jack Townsend. It's a 21 and older, so that's going to be really fun. And the one I remember seeing was the reading of the Star Wars mashup with Shakespeare. Was that written by you, or was that sent in?
That was a script that we got a hold of, a previously existing script, and that was directed by Andrew Castle.
Yeah.
And he had the vision to cast me as Han Solo and Darth Vader, and so that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And that was one of my favorite FST involvements.
So had you had this idea before doing that reading with the Star Wars Shakespeare mashup of doing your own mashup of a film in Shakespeare?
That might have been the genesis. That might have been like, I wonder what movies are out there that have not yet been adapted. And I first turned to possibly doing Reservoir Dogs.
Oh.
And I did a little internet search, and that's already out there. Someone's already beat me to the punch. And
not a comedy.
And Shakespeare's writings are so vast that you could sit down and write a totally different Shakespearean adaptation of that movie. But I wanted to do one that had not yet been done.
Right.
And doing a term search of Caddyshack and Shakespeare, nothing out there exists.
And is this one based on a specific Shakespeare play, or are you pulling in many?
I use a reference, a plot device, or an insult from every single one of Shakespeare's plays in this hour. So you can bring your bingo cards if you're a Shakespeare enthusiast, and you can mark them off the list. Some are a little bit more obvious than others.
Can we pick those up at the bar there at the
I should make a bingo
Jack
card. That would be fun. That can happen.
All right.
We got a week. We could put that together.
Okay.
You get a free space.
Look for those. Yeah.
The free space has the KUAC.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. Caddyshakes is... Did that come to you pretty quickly, the name of it, because it's clever?
Well, yes, it came to me quickly, and it all stemmed from the scene. I was watching the movie. I've seen it dozens of times, and I was trying to – I was disappointed to find out that Reservoir Dogs, the Shakespeare edition, was already out there, or adaptation was already out there. I was watching Caddyshack, and the moment where Bill Murray, as the groundskeeper, Carl, finds the candy bar in the pool.
Yeah.
And he's holding it up, and I thought immediately of an iconic dagger monologue from Macbeth.
Great.
And I'm like, hey, I can make this happen. I want it. And so that was the scene. It fleshed out from that scene and grew out, not from the beginning to the end, but from the pool scene or the dagger monologue. But you'll have to come to see the play to hear it in its...
Right.
Because Heath Robertson does a great job channeling Bill Murray and the Scotsman. So
awesome. Yeah. And do we have anything from Caddyshakes today,
or do
we have to? Okay,
yes.
Let's do that.
So I play one of several characters, and one of them is from the movie Ty Webb, played by Chevy Chase, who in the adaptation is Titus Andronicus. And the bets have escalated to $80,000 on this final putt. And he takes his partner, which is his former caddy, Dardanius, and he has a serious heart-to-heart with him about how much this means to him. Danny, a word. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler to find a tiger the green master's jacket of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of hazards and by avoiding end them, to duff, to tee no more, and by a tee to say that we end the heartache and a thousand natural hooks that swish the air too. 'Tis a swinging elation devoutly to be swished, to duff, to tee, to slice, perchance to par. Aye, there's the rub. For in that bogey or birdie, what putts may come. Putts. Hamlet. Now there was a putts. Took him 5 interminable acts to avenge his father. Hamlet lacked balls, Danny. Danny, you don't have to lack balls. Just make the shot and be, Danny, be the ball. And don't worry about this one. You miss it, we lose.
Michael Schaefer, everyone, and that is a small scene from Caddyshakes, yeah. And cannot wait to see that on the Jack Townsend Point Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater stage a week from Sunday. That's July 7th at 7:35.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine. Yeah. All right. Thanks so
much. Thank you so much.
I think we've got Macbeth up next. All right. With Macbeth, we bring you the main stage theater production, and our Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater production, and Tom Robinall is here as the director. Thank you so much. No, you're no. Macbeth.
Yes.
We did that already.
Yeah.
Oh, Rebecca George, you are the director.
Correct.
Tom has been the director in the past, but now he gets to take stage, and you get to be behind the scenes this time, Rebecca. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Rebecca George, thanks for coming to KUAC's Alaska Live, and you've taken on Macbeth for this season. Tell us about your production.
Oh, it's just an amazing play, and we're probably having more fun than we should putting on a tragedy. It's
right.
a great, huge cast. We have 35 people in the show.
All Mad Maxed out, I
yeah,
heard.
Yeah, our setting is a post-apocalyptic a la 1980s Mad Max vibe going on. It looks great. We have an amazing production team. Barbara Caseman is up from Portland Center Stage, and she's doing the costumes. We had a dress parade yesterday, and I was just blown away. Everyone looks so cool.
I felt like I rode my bike through the parade yes. yesterday because just outside of Fine Arts yesterday evening, it was the Macbeth folks. You guys were all out there fully costumed and running through some scenes. And I have to tell you, folks, you are not going to want to miss this Macbeth production from Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater because you guys looked amazing.
They looked amazing. I was sitting all schlubby yeah. in the rain, in the smoke. But yeah, they look great. Yeah, the set's amazing. Adam Gillette is our set designer. Chris George is doing sound. We have a live band. Carrie Seward is heading up Sour Goat's Milk is their name.
The live band, the
yeah.
rock band?
Yeah, awesome. The rock band. Yeah, it's going to be just a really great show. I'm super excited about it. We have some amazing guest artists here, along with really talented longtime players and lots of university students and some people that are new to the stage. So it's just yeah. a really great group. Takes a village to put on a tragedy.
And it's the tragedy of Macbeth that you're putting on this summer. And it is an all-ages show, even though, you know, there's, of course, it's Shakespeare. There's always going to be some, well, sex, drugs, and rock and roll this time, huh? Because there's rock and roll this time, too.
The text is strictly the text. We haven't changed any okay. of the language. So it's all Shakespeare, and it's studied in the schools. So, yes, it's all ages. We're not adding anything that wouldn't be really appropriate for someone who has already studied it in school.
And bring your kids, because they get in as no charge.
Yeah, under 18, free.
Yeah.
all summer, all the time. Every summer we've been doing that for a long time. And yeah, it's a great part of our education outreach.
Should we jump into a scene?
Yes.
Okay. Let's set this up.
Let's introduce Lady Macbeth. She is a visiting guest artist from Anchorage, Shelley, Virginia.
Welcome, Shelley. Thanks for coming. So you're all the way up from Anchorage.
Yes.
Yeah. And have you played Lady Macbeth before?
I have not. No. Mm-mm. I have not. First time.
Oh, it's so exciting to have you.
It's very exciting.
And Tom.
And Tom Robinault's playing Macbeth.
Hello.
And folks might recognize Tom's name, and from you used to live here in Fairbanks and call Fairbanks home.
Yeah, I lived here for about 5 years. Yeah, 2009 to 2013, I believe. Yeah, and then I moved out to Juneau. Yeah,
still Alaskan.
Still Alaskan,
but and I guess we get you for a whole summer, so we're pretty pleased about that.
Yeah, I'm excited to be back. I love Fairbanks in the summertime. There's nothing like it.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That smoke will blow away for all your shows, I'm sure.
And if not, it's perfect for the world of the play. When we looked out at the sun the other day.
You've got your own smoke machine.
Through the smoke, yeah.
Yeah.
Very post-apocalyptic. But yes, it'll blow away, and it's going to be a beautiful summer, and everyone's going to come out and sit outside in the gorgeous Fairbanks summertime to see the show. We're going to start with Shelley reading or performing the scene. One vibe, and I'll just I don't think it needs any introduction. We'll just let it speak for itself.
Okay. They met me in the day of success, and I have learned by the perfectest report they have more in them than mortal knowledge. When I burned in desire to question them further, they made themselves air, into which they vanished. Whilst I stood rapt in the wonder of it, came missives from the king, who all hailed me Thane of Cawdor, by which title before these weird sisters saluted me, and referred me to the coming on of time with Hail, King, that shall be. This have I thought good to deliver thee, my dearest partner of greatness, that thou mightst not lose the dues of rejoicing by being ignorant of what greatness is promised thee. Lay it to thy heart, and farewell. Glamis thou art, and Cawdor, and shalt be what thou art promised. Yet do I fear thy nature. It is too full of the milk of human kindness to catch the nearest way. Thou wouldst be great, art not without ambition, but without the illness should attend it. What thou wouldst highly, that wouldst thou wholly. Wouldst not play false, and yet wouldst wrongly win. Thou'st have, great Glamis, that which cries thus thou must do if thou have it, and that which rather thou dost fear to do than wishest should be undone. Oh, hie thee hither, that I may pour my spirits in thine ear, and chastise with the valor of my tongue all that impedes thee from the golden round, which fate and metaphysical aid doth seem to have thee crowned withal. The raven himself is hoarse, that croaks the fatal entrance of Duncan under my battlements. Come, you spirits, that tend on mortal thoughts, unsex me here, and fill me from the crown to the toe, top full of direst cruelty. Make thick my blood. Stop up the access and passage to remorse, that no compunctious visitings of nature shake my fell purpose, nor make peace between the effect and it. Come to my woman's breast and take my milk for gall, you murdering ministers, wherever in your sightless substances you wait on nature's mischief. Come, thick night, and pall thee in the dunnest smoke of hell, that my keen knife see not the wound it makes, nor heaven peep through the blanket of the dark to cry, hold, hold!
Shelley, Virginia, that is... Lady Macbeth is in good hands with you. I was so moved by that monologue that... it's such a scene, you know? I was a little scared.
Good.
Yeah. Are you clad in black and leather and post-apocalyptic gear?
Yes, with a dagger.
Of course, a dagger.
I have some beautiful costumes, just gorgeous. Leather, but also very queenly and feminine. And Barbara's doing an amazing job, the costume designer.
Cannot wait to see that. And that begins the weekend of July 10th. And that's a Thursday, right? Or is that a Friday?
We have a preview. Opening night is that Friday.
Uh-huh.
And runs for 3 weekends. We're adding Wednesday shows this summer, so there's 2 extra chances to
Great.
See it. Yeah, the shows Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are at 7:30 and Saturday also. And then Sunday matinees are 2 p.m.
Great. And those are all here on the UAF campus at Jack Townsend Point. And, of course, there's always great sandwich board signs. If you are trying to get lost, you cannot get lost getting there because they point from every corner and every roundabout. And
yeah. And because of construction this summer, people can just park behind the Museum of the North.
Oh, great.
So it makes it really easy. You just park there and walk into the field and you can't miss it.
So as long as you can find the Museum of the North
yes.
and park anywhere there, you will find Jack Townsend Point back in the woods.
Yes.
Awesome. I think we've got Tom as Macbeth also, right?
Right.
Yes.
Should we do that? Or are we ready?
Yeah. We have a scene between the two.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted also to give a shout out to, I was mentioning the production team earlier and I didn't mention Ty Hewitt, who was our fight choreographer.
Wow.
So there's some really great fights. And he also happens to be a great husband, I heard from Shelley.
Really great. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's great to have them as a team being involved with the production. Yeah, so he came up and taught some really good fights and that'll be a really fun part of the show to come see too.
Thinking of choreography, the choreography of the stage, when you have fights going on, there's safety and realism and all these things that you have to think of.
Oh, yeah. It's really involved. Yeah. And he is a pro. He's such an expert. It's just we were so lucky to have him. Everything's safe but looks very unsafe. So it's perfect.
Great.
So we'll have a scene between Lady Macbeth and Macbeth.
Let's do that.
How now? What news?
He has almost supped. Why have you left the chamber?
Hath he not asked for me?
Know you not he has.
We will proceed no further in this business. He hath honored me of late, and I have bought golden opinions from all sorts of people, which would be worn in their newest gloss, not cast aside so soon.
Was the hope drunk, wherein you dressed yourself? Hath it slept since, and wakes it now, to look so green and pale at what it did so freely? From this time such I account thy love. Art thou afeard to be the same in thine own act and valor as thou art in desire? Wouldst thou have that which thou esteem'st the ornament of life, and live a coward in thine own esteem, letting I dare not wait upon I would, like the poor cat of the adage?
Prithee, peace. I dare do all that becomes a man. Who dares do more is none.
What beast wast then that made you break this enterprise to me? When you durst do it, then you were a man. And to be more than what you were, you would be so much more the man. Nor time nor place did then adhere, and yet you would make both they have made themselves, and that their fitness now does unmake you. I have given suck, and know how tender 'tis to love the babe that milks me. I would, whilst it was smiling in my face, have plucked my nipple from his boneless gums and dashed the brains out, had I so sworn as you have done to this.
If we should fail.
We fail. But screw your courage to the sticking place and we'll not fail. When Duncan is asleep, whereto the rather shall his day's hard journey soundly invite him? His 2 chamberlains will I with wine and wassail so convince that memory The warder of the brain shall be a fume, and the receipt of reason a limbeck only. When in swinish sleep their drenched natures lie as in a death, what cannot you and I perform upon the unguarded Duncan? What not put upon his spongy officers who shall bear the guilt of our great quell?
Bring forth men children only, for thy undaunted metal shall compose nothing but males. Will it not be received when we have marked with blood those sleepy two of his own chamber and use their very daggers that they have dunt?
Who dares receive it other, as we shall make our griefs and clamor roar upon his death?
I am settled, and bind up each corporal agent to this terrible feat. Away, and mock the time with fairest show. False face must hide what the false heart doth know.
Scene from Macbeth here on KUAC's Alaska Live, and that is the Macbeth is the main stage production for this summer, and Rebecca George is here as the director, and it is going to be amazing to see a cast of, you said 35.
Yes.
And I know that at least one of the witches, we will recognize her voice. Do the witches get to talk?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You'll recognize her voice because it's Mary Rose from KUAC's Saturday Mornings. She's one of the witches.
Yes, Mary is fantastic.
So don't keep her out too late every night on Friday. But
she has,
you know,
endless amounts of talent and
really
energy.
Does. Emily Ross, also voice of Sunday Morning on KUAC, is in Macbeth.
She's
also
Murderer One. She's fantastic. Oh yeah, she gets to do some really fun murdering.
Some as fights. Macbeth has, as we heard in this dialogue, there's some death being planned.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't want to give anything away. But I think you can tell by those two in that scene, something bad is going to happen here.
Yes, and Shakespeare tragedies oftentimes have a lot of what's going on over here against what's going on over here, and they collide eventually in Act Three, usually.
Yeah, this play is really... it's so concise, and it's somewhat feels streamlined to other Shakespeare plays. There's sometimes lots of other subplots or many other things going on. This one feels so much like a roller coaster ride. You just get on it and go. And it's very much about this couple. We have this beautiful world that is filled with all these other fantastic characters, but it's still 35 plus or 35, you know, and plus band. It still feels very intimate just because of the nature of the play itself.
Jack Townsend Point has been remade a bit too.
Yeah.
Is that okay to talk about?
Oh, or absolutely.
Is
no, it's okay, so great. Exciting. Carrie's going to talk. Carrie Seward, managing executive director, is going to talk a little bit about that later. Yeah. So let her.
We won't steal,
I won't
that
steal her thunder. Yeah.
Okay, great.
But it's fun to be in a new space. That's all I'll say. And the audience is going to just love it.
And Macbeth this year with this summer production that kicks off July 10th is post-apocalyptic with a rock band. And it is going to be a sight to see and hear.
Yeah, there's a little spectacle in there. Shakespeare had that in there, so I feel justified in amping it up a bit. But the core, the heart of the play, the meat of the matter is all still there. It's all Shakespeare's text, and we've got some really, really talented actors who really know how to work with the language. So it's also all about the language.
And have you seen this done in a post-apocalyptic situation? Or how did this come about that this is how Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater is going to do Macbeth?
Well, Well, I was an impressionable child in the 80s, so that's where it all started, and I saw Mad Max, Road Warrior 2, and it's seared in my brain. I was just thinking about the world of the play and the brutality of it, and that was kind of a cultural touchstone for me to explain to the designers the look I wanted and to share with the cast just a contemporary reference about a world that fits in the world of Macbeth, but that we can also relate to in that sense, that it's, you know, it is this brutal, barren world that they are living in. And that those images that are in the text, the words that Macbeth speaks, a lot of words about the world, the frame of the world disjointing, and just the world is falling apart. And so a lot of the textual references relate to that image to me. So that's where that came from.
Tom, were you afraid when she said that it's post-apocalyptic with lots of black leather, and you're thinking, Juno is cool and rainy, Fairbanks is not so much.
Right, yeah. A little bit.
Are there some tricks like ice packs and such that we use?
No, I don't have, we'll there, but we get to do, we have quite a bit of dress rehearsal, so that'll be good to figure that out. Yeah. And it's been a beautiful summer this so far, and I know it's been hot, so we'll see what happens.
Right.
I used to live in Texas, so I'm used to the heat, but I've been acclimated to Alaska finally, and I'm like, this is too hot. This place is too hot now. Yeah.
What I need to put on right now is a couple layers of black clothing,
exactly,
and stand in the sunshine.
Yeah. Right.
And leather and stand in the sunshine. Yeah. Well, it is going to be really a treat to see all of you on stage with your other 33 folks that are there. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Macbeth kicks off July 10th and runs through the 28th there at Jack Townsend Point, and it is the main stage production for Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater. And you can find out more about all these productions at fairbanksshakespeare.org. Carrie Seward, thank you for joining me here today. And you are the executive director of Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater. Such a nice pleasure to have you.
Always a pleasure to be here, Lori.
And this is part of the master class, right, that we're doing as part of your season.
Yeah, so when we had Tracy Lane here for the Springlings, our spring break drama camp this spring, we also did a Shakespeare acting masterclass, and it just worked out really, really well. So I threw it out to the company if anybody wanted to teach. And then Ty's coming up, Ty Hewitt, who is the fight choreographer teacher down at UAA. He's been doing our fight choreography. So I asked him if he wanted to teach a class. So we have two master classes in conjunction with our summer season. And we're hoping that sort of builds into the future so that all of our guest artists that come up can share with our acting community all the things that they bring. And so Emma Pace.
Welcome, Emma.
Hello.
She's in Macbeth, and she's also teaching one of our master classes.
Hi.
Hi, Emma. Welcome to KUAC's Alaska Live and Fairbanks. And you came up from?
Idaho, yeah. I'm in the graduate school at the University of Idaho. So I'm up here for the summer. I'm not from Alaska. My parents moved here about a year ago. So it's been, I've been here for about 3 months in total.
Your parents moved to Fairbanks?
Yes. Wow. Yeah, my dad works with Gina up at the university.
Great.
Yeah.
And you are part of the Macbeth production also. What are you doing with the Macbeth production?
Oh, I'm playing Ross. He's one of the thanes, the thane of information.
Your communications director.
Yeah, let's go with that. Yeah, I like that.
And your master class is centered around?
Yeah, so I'm doing a master class on intimacy in Shakespeare through the lens of this thing called the comfort play, which is something that I picked up in my graduate school. So it's a 3-act play that is created with the people that come to the master class. It's all about giving and receiving tenderness, love, and affection, which sounds very like woo-woo. But my professor, Kelly Quinette, really introduced it. And it's a great way to introduce, break down barriers and acclimate people to empathy and giving and trust, which is something that in day-to-day life is hard and difficult because things tend to come in the way of that in personal connection. And you can't have that when you're acting. Yeah.
Can people still sign up for this class if they'd like to?
Yeah, absolutely. It's
everything's on fairbanksshakespeare.org.
Great.
But the class is on. You have the sticky note.
Oh, I do. Sorry. So my class is July 22nd from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Jack Townsend. And you can buy tickets. I also think, you can show up.
Okay, cool.
Just be ready. And then so we're going to do that. Can you walk in? Yeah, it's scheduled for 3 hours. And we're planning to do about an hour and a half of the comfort play. And then straight into some scene work with, you don't need to have come with anything memorized. I'll have that all ready and you can just get up and play.
And all ages.
All ages.
Wow, Emma, that's really wonderful. Thanks for coming to Fairbanks and being a part of our summer and Macbeth and putting on the master class. And it's really amazing.
Yeah, it's a little hot.
And it's a little smoky, but that's your fog machine for Macbeth.
It's perfect.
So I hear it's perfect.
Yeah, part of me doesn't want it to go away.
Right. Mm. Yeah, well, there's lots of fires all around
all
interior. So, you know, chances are it'll float in and out. Carrie, can you tell us a little bit about the Jack Townsend Point that they've remade the stage and the audience place?
So, yeah. We moved into the Jack Townsend Point 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's the third or fourth location for the Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater summer shows. This is our 27th summer, so we've had some different homes. But the last summer, at the end of the summer, it was proposed as an idea for the firefighters to come and take whatever was old of our structures to go burn them at the Starvation Gulch. And so we started that project, and Bruce and I and the fire marshal were walking around, and we were like, you know what? Just take it all.
Yeah.
So we have some fabulous grants from the Rasmussen Foundation and the GVEA Good Sense. And Steve Keller from LA Arts and Architecture did all the architecture for our whole remodel for us as a donation. It's wonderful. So we're using all the grant money to redo the whole inside of the theater, the seating platforms, the stage. There's going to be a new box office concession building, and we're just building with a mind to be there for the next 10 years, you know, so that we can keep doing our summer Shakespeare plays because we like doing them. And the town likes having them, I hope.
And speaking of how you may be putting together some of those funds, you have the Midsummer Days Run. So let's talk just briefly about that, when that is and what that is.
Okay, so we're trying this. It's new. We're doing a 5K because it seems like all of the arts organizations had a 5K. So I was like, well, us too. So it's going to start and end at our theater so that more people have the opportunity to see our place when it's beautiful remodel at Jack Townsend Point. It's Saturday of our first weekend, so Saturday, July 13th. So opening night is Friday, July 12th, and then bright and early in the morning, not that early, 10.
10.
We have a 5K from there just around the UAF trails and back. And you get a t-shirt with the Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater logo on it. Oh. And, you know,
love
bottled
it.
Water and oranges. Hooray!
Hooray!
So that'll be fun. You know, we're trying it out. It seems like people around here love to run. So
they do. Hopefully. They love fun runs. And a 5K, you could walk that in just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to stroll.
Yeah, good. I'll stroll with you.
I had so many things to say.
You know
Can
what?
I just go
we,
down my sticky note?
I will give you 30 seconds to wrap it up.
Well, Much Ado About Nothing is a Western. They didn't say that the whole time. All of our shows are free for 18 and under, but not Psycho Sarah and not Caddy Shakes, because those are fundraisers. But 18 and under, so every student in the district can go. We have our cool remodel opening July 12th. So on Sunday, July 21st, we have a talk back with our fabulous dramaturg, Janice Lull, who is a professor emeritus here at the University English Department. And she's an expert on this, on Shakespeare in general, but on this particular play, Macbeth. So she will be answering your questions and leading discussion about the play, if you want to come to that after the Sunday matinee. We have some super cool blood in Macbeth.
Oh, wow.
And we have a blood mistress who's designing it all, Jill Shipman. And it's absolutely amazing product that we special ordered from England. So we have, it's a very bloody play with super good effects.
And you can find out all about these things on fairbanksshakespeare.org. And you also hear PSAs on KUAC throughout your day and evening. And so tune in to KUAC whenever you want to find out about community events, too.
Of course. All the time. Thank you.
Carrie Seward and everybody from the Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater's Summer 2019 Productions, thank you for coming here to KUAC's Alaska Live.
Thank you for having us.
And thanks to my KUAC crew here for Alaska Live. It's John Peralt on sound engineering, Emily Elterman, Caleb Souter, and Mac Landry on cameras. And back in the FM studio, it's Mark Rippey today. For KUAC's Alaska Live, I'm Lori Neufeld. Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.